It is the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into our guest interview for this hour, and Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon joining us over the phone today. Good morning, Governor. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thanks very much, Duke. It's always good to talk to you in the morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. I want to talk about the mental health summit that you and some other state leaders recently held, and talking about mental health and what's going to happen moving forward in the state of Wyoming. But first, I understand you just had recently had the chance to spend some time in Buffalo and cut the ribbon at a skilled nursing facility. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was wonderful. We Thursday had a great chance to go up to the Wyoming Soldiers and Sailors Home and then cut the ribbon on the skilled nursing facility. 36 residents, 3 cottages, kind of set up like a greenhouse. So really wonderful facility. First time, actually, Wyoming was the only state until just now that did not have a veterans skilled nursing facility, and so it's a huge feather in Wyoming's cap.
And tell us what the purpose of this facility is, Governor.
Well, it's for veterans so that they can have a terrific opportunity to sort of retire and be able to go through their final years at a place that is nestled in the foothills of the Bighorn Mountains, and just to tell them how much we appreciate them.
Excellent. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon on the air today here on the Weekday Wake Up. Governor, mental health, it's been one of those things the state has talked about for a number of years, but it's had a hard time finding solutions for. It's had a hard time finding funding for, to be honest. And so we want to bring you on and talk about the Mental Health Summit. Tell us what this summit was, who was there, and what the purpose of the summit was.
Well, it was clear, Duke, for the last several years, Wyoming has had a number of issues, whether it be teen suicide, which is a huge issue in Wyoming, just general population suicide, veteran suicide, and, you know, Title 25 issues. Wyoming just has a tremendous challenge in addressing all of our mental health needs. The legislature a year ago really focused in and required the Department of Health to look carefully at how we can support community services, we felt like that was a great effort, and we're all engaged in that. But more importantly, there's just a whole bunch of issues that are having to be addressed on a regular basis by those community organizations and others. And so our summit was really designed to bring practitioners, people with concerns together to talk about networking and to really focus on adverse childhood challenges that can be portrayed over time as a way for predicting how people are going to react to certain circumstances. So what we found with these certain ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, is that if they have too many of them, they're more likely to have drug addiction and other substance abuse issues in time. And so this was an effort to really come together, look at that new research, be able to understand how that can help inform the kinds of care and the kinds of support we need to give people. And as I said, it was really a great opportunity for practitioners and others from around the state to network and talk about, what we can do really on our own, but also how we can focus funding in years to come.
So, Governor, what were some of the main takeaways? Maybe just highlight a point or two that was taken from that summit that you're taking back to your office, and that some of the legislators that were there will maybe be taking back to their committees and things as they prepare for the upcoming session.
Well, I think a couple of things that really came out of that. One is just how predictive these adverse childhood experiences, these ACEs, are for an individual's I guess, lifetime, and how important it is that we have the support there for young parents, young children, to make sure that we can give the kind of support that's necessary to have a good upbringing, with the all the comforts that a good household, good family life can bring. And so we're working on ways that we can help support that in school and elsewhere. I think we also talked about the great work that is really being done by these community services, and how we need to bring more of those services to the fore for people as they come out of, for instance, care and transition back into the communities, how we can provide the kinds of services. So it's not like we think we've got you, on a good footing. Go back to your community and we'll see you. It's, we think we've got you back on a good footing, and we've also got some continuing care that can help, if there are moments of crisis that come to you.
Well, I mean, Governor Mark Gordon on the air this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up discussing mental health in the state of Wyoming. Governor, funding has always been, just like with everything else, right? Funding is always kind of the catch, and mental health has been in that category as well. How do you see the state proceeding as far as funding the help that you're talking about, and where does that money come from?
Well, I do believe that, fortunately, the state's had a little bit of recovery in the revenues that have come its way. So we're really looking at sustainable funding that can help support these efforts. I really want to compliment the legislature in putting together a focused approach, because trying to figure out how to address all things at the same time means that you're probably not going to address any one of them with the kind of direction that you need. What the summit did, though, was to highlight some areas where we really can focus in future years. So, as I said, early childhood, making sure that veterans are well taken care of, and particularly elder care. So the funding, I think we have a little bit better way of determining and thinking about how we're going to focus those funds, and then hopefully find a more sustainable source over time, and a real commitment from the state to make sure we support mental health services around the state.
Governor, do you anticipate these types of summits with a mental health focus becoming a norm, and do you expect this kind of conversation to continue to develop moving forward?
I do. What was exciting about the summit was that it was fully subscribed in really a matter of hours, and so there was a lot of concern about what it would look like and how people could get involved. And I think because it was so well attended, and because people were so anxious to really get a sense of the services, I see this becoming something we can do again and again. And as I say, one of the key components was the networking, understanding best practices from Lincoln County to Campbell County, from Park County, elsewhere. Just the ability to kind of have a sense of community and what's working in some places and how they can be extrapolated to others.
That's Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Governor, as always, appreciate your time. Anything else regarding this mental health summit you'd like to mention, or anything else happening in the state for that matter?
Oh, well, there's a lot happening in the state. Obviously, we're still working on all the energy pieces. Those are essential to being able to help sustain the funding for things that are so important, like mental health. I'm just really excited, Duke, that so much interest was in this topic, and we'll keep an emphasis on it. Wyoming really can lead the nation in addressing all these various concerns.
That's Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.